making snow calls and weather-related calls. It's nice to be able to sleep at night, not drive roads in the morning at 4:30 a.m. So we started rough in December, but we're rolling nicely here in February, and we're probably jinxing it now that we talked about it.
Well, and again, yeah, tomorrow afternoon we're supposed to, of course, it's postseason, so it's wrestling and basketball postseason, so why wouldn't it snow? I mean, that's just the way it works in Iowa, correct?
Girl State basketball is always winter storms, so
yes,
you're exactly right.
1 to 2 inches tomorrow, but again, it'll start in the afternoon, so I don't know that there would be any conflict tomorrow. But Friday, you know, we'll keep our ear to the phone. I know you always contact us very early.
Yeah,
we get it posted, so thank you for that.
Well, you won't even get that because it's conference week this week, so we don't have school on Friday due to conference compensatory. So we had conferences in the evenings, so no school Friday already. So no snow call or weather call that day either. So it just feels like good karma right now.
Good. Excellent. We did talk about postseason. Are you traveling then south to wrestling, or what you going to do?
Oh, we've got a lot going on in the district right now. We got 8 wrestlers down at state today, so I'm very excited to be listening closely to see how the team does. And then we just found out we've got an amazing jazz program at the high school, and our jazz team, our high school jazz band, made the state what you would call the state jazz championships.
Okay.
So we're rolling in that area in fine arts. We've got speech next week with kids competing in speech. And then I know we're gearing up for the spring play, which I believe is Alice in Wonderland. So I tell you, you know, I think the things I'm going to miss the most about this job will be those student activities, because they're just fantastic and amazing. And I want to thank all of our winter coaches and sponsors and directors that were a part of all those activities. I'm so proud of them, and I'm proud of the way they treat kids. I'm proud of the way our parents support those programs. And most importantly, I'm proud of the way the kids compete or provide a great effort and enthusiasm to all that they do. So it's been a good year in terms of our activities. I'm excited about what's coming up here shortly and what's going to be in the spring.
Yeah. So you have been superintendent here for how many years?
6 years. This is my 6th year.
Yep. Yeah. Retiring, and we have a replacement named.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, retiring. I've been in the business for 35 years total, so that's a long career. And honestly, I've had a job since the day I turned 16. So I'm excited to see what will come of it. But, you know, my wife Lisa retired last year. She was an educator, and she's doing some part-time work this year. And we both have this opportunity to enjoy what we've built in our pensions and then spend as much time as we can with our kids, you know, and we have one grandchild, Carter. So I'm really excited about that. And then I was glad that I got to facilitate and be a big part of the hiring of my replacement, Ryan Fetters. And so Ryan is currently the Taft Elementary principal. I think he does a fantastic job. Most importantly, what I respect about Ryan is the way that he treats people and the way that he's always willing to learn and listen from others so he can better himself. So I'm excited about what he can bring to the district. But, you know, he gets to be handed a district that's in great position. We're in a solid financial position. Our facilities are safe. We've made some curriculum updates. We've got just a lot of amazing things going on. And then he gets 2 school boards, the Twin River School Board and the Humboldt School Board members, who are both very supportive of the school district. They trust the administration. They trust the staff. They give us the resources that we need to be successful. So I think it's a can't miss, to be honest. Ryan's going to do an amazing job. I'm not far away, so if they need some help or support or some information, I'm always going to come back and give everything I can to make sure this district is successful.
So when you look at the balance of the year, what activities, what things do you have planned? How do you transition?
Well, I don't get to leave all the work to Ryan, sadly.
Okay.
It'd be nice.
Yes.
But my contract ends June 30th.
Okay.
So that's how school contracts work. So he'll begin July 1st. So I actually need to make sure I'm setting him up for success, just like it's his job to set the next principal up at Taft for success. So our school board just approved our calendar for next year. So our school calendar should be up on the website pretty soon. It's always exciting to see that come up and give us something to look forward to. Just a reminder to all those folks that look at that calendar, we can't by law start school till August 23rd. So I think next year, Monday the 24th, will be our first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got to go to school for 1,080 hours. And so we got to make sure that we mix that into the calendar, along with some snow days. You know, living up here in the tundra, we've got to make sure we're prepared for that. and then some boring stuff. You know, I've got to get the budget set for next year, and our school board is working on that right now, and they'll be approving our budget for next year at our next board meetings. Get those negotiations done, get those contracts out to our teaching staff. The faster we can get those contracts out, the more we can lock down that very talented group of teachers and paraeducators, custodians, cooks, secretaries, office help, you name it, we've got it. So I want to make sure that we can get those people coming back to us next year. So that's a big job for us. And then we're doing some facility planning. And so basically, you know, it's time to make plans for the summer and what can we accomplish or what can we do to continually make our schools better or safer. Major projects wise, you know, we've done a lot of major projects. And mm-hmm. So let's give Fetters the summer off maybe from some of that. But sure. one tall thing we're looking into, or one big job we're looking into, and we're just getting bids right now, is looking at the demolition of the old middle school over across the street from Taft. And so sooner or later, that's going to have to come down. You know, it's an eyesore right now. It invites vandalism. It's really hard for us to monitor. And it's in tough shape. And I'm sure that the neighbors and the community would love it if we try to make an attempt to get that cleaned up. We'll see what the bids come out to be. You know, I would estimate that being the $500,000 to $750,000 range to get that knocked down and taken down. But we'll see what that bid does. And if we can afford it, we'll try to get that done. If we can't, and we have other priorities, then the school board will make a decision for what's best for the district. I do get a lot of questions about that gym. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a gym there. But basically, the issue with the gym is once we kind of touch that building or start working on that building and demoing that building, if we wanted to use the gym, we'd have to make that ADA accessible. And then we'd also have to figure out the heating and the cooling and the HVAC. And by the time we'd get into that, we'd be almost 3/4 of the way there to just building a new gym. Right. So the expense just wouldn't be fiscally responsible for us to do that. So while I'd love to have another gym, our community would certainly use it. That might not be a viable option for us financially, or just wouldn't make sense. So hopefully that answers a few questions for folks that would have.
Would you just then, once the building is down, you just maintain it and maybe look at that down the road for something new?
Yeah, well, you know, it's property. Mm-hmm. And so anytime we can leave the next school boards with some property, they've got choices. So I think we're just going to turn it into green space right now. So we'll make sure there's sidewalks around it, because we do have kids walking to Taft. We want to make sure there's a safe place for them to walk. But other than that, we'll probably just keep as many trees as we can, turn it into grassy green space, and then future school boards can decide what they want to do, what's best for that, for the school or for the community. So, you know, it's hard to let go of property because you don't get that back.
Right. So with that, you know, it's like a tree. I know some trees have to come down, but I look at the history of a big old tree and it makes me sad. It's like ash trees, for instance, you know. So when you look at a historic building like the old middle school, it's like, man, I just hate to see it go. You think of the history and the memories that were there, but that's all part of it. You know, it's part of growth, and it's just, it's kind of the future.
Yeah. There's some sentimental value with that. You know, I hope I don't get struck by lightning walking out of here, but someday Wrigley Field's going to have to come down.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, someday they're going to have to tear down where the Cubs play. You know, I don't know when that will be, and probably maybe during my lifetime or not.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, we got to let go of the past, and we've got to move forward and provide for future generations. And so we'll see what happens with that building. I hope we can get some bids that are competitive and we can afford to do it. But if we can't, then I'm going to trust the school board members. They're going to know what's best for this district and what's needed for our students to succeed.
So you flip-flopped here with, I believe, Vice Principal Goodnow. And you're going to be in one more time before the end of the school year?
Yeah. I'd hope to be on at least one more time before the end of the school year, because I'd like to say goodbye. You know what I mean? This has been an amazing job for me. I'm so blessed. And you know, I just think there's a divine plan for all of us, and you end up where you're supposed to be. And I was supposed to be here, and it seemed like it was a great fit for me, and it was a great fit for our school board. And I just think we've gotten a lot done in 6 years, and so I'm really proud of that. It's hard to let go of that. But then again, I think of some friends I have that are ill, you know what I mean, or not in good health. And I think life is short, Pat, to be honest. And if you can go spend time with your family, that needs to be the highest priority in what you do and enjoy life. I can always go back to work, you know, so if, you know, if we run out of money, you know, I can find a part-time job, you know, maybe you'll see me doing something, but
sure.
Other than that, I'm excited about that next chapter with it, but yeah, we'll see what it'll bring, but I hope I'm on one more time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a greeter at Walmart.
What, you know, I
you
love
need the, a buggy.
I love service jobs, to be honest. I actually just do, and I started doing that when I was 16. And one of my favorite things to do in school is I do get invited when we're short in the food service department. I absolutely love working with the food service staff. You know, I get to go in and just help and support them, and I kind of take the model of they're there to help me, to tell me what to do, so I don't act like the boss or anything. I do what I'm told to do.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun. So I'd honestly enjoy just doing anything that's service related. So I could see myself getting into something to where I'm helping people.
And again, a little premature, but I have these questions. It runs through my head. Have you been working on hobbies? Do you have any hobbies that you think you've wanted to start but haven't?
I have too many hobbies. So that might be why I need to get a part-time job too.
Fishing, golf. Oh,
I love fishing, and I can't wait to add another Canada trip. I'd like to get some ice fishing started. You know, I don't get to ice fish because of this job I have. You know what I mean? With weather-related calls and school. So I'm really excited to do some golfing and some fishing. And my wife and I are really excited to get some travel. You know, we can do some traveling, or we want to do that while we're still young enough to go do. So I could see us doing a lot of traveling. I'm worried about being bored in the winter. Other than that, fall, summer, spring, I got those covered. I'm a big Hawkeye fan. I got season tickets to the games. So I don't have trouble keeping busy. And probably my biggest issue is I sometimes overextend myself and get involved in too much. But I'm in several community organizations in town, too, and those kind of keep me busy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Side by side through the dunes of Oklahoma. I mean, it's...
The world's our oyster, you know, yeah. To be honest. And so I'm a researcher, and I've been online at night just sitting in front of the TV and looking to see what possibilities there are. I'm very excited to take a vacation in August. I have never vacationed in August in 35 years because school always starts.
Sure.
And so I've been a school administrator. So my goal is to try to be someplace in August and then text my colleagues here in Humboldt, the administrators and principals, to say, guess where I'm at?
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm excited about that. And so is Lisa, you know.
Sure.
We're both very excited about this next chapter.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you through the balance of the school year, and best of luck to you in your retirement. I think it's fantastic. Hopefully I'll get some of those pictures, those destination pictures from you.
Oh, I'll try to send you something. Just quick shout out to the Community Foundation. I've heard we've received a few grants for the school, so I'm excited about those. This community offers amazing support. And a shout out to our school board members for Twin Rivers and both for Humboldt. You know, folks need to remember that's a volunteer job. They do not get paid or compensated for that job. And it does bring some criticism once in a while. So people need to remember, you know, those folks are dedicating their personal time to making our community and school better. And I can't be grateful enough for the group, the board members that I have in both. And I think they're amazing, and I hope everybody else appreciates them as much as I do.
Superintendent Jim Murray has been our guest on Wildcat News. Thank you very much. Enjoy what's left of the nice weather. Go Cats.
Appreciate it. Let's go Cats.
Yep. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Pat.
Of course, Wildcat News brought to you by Northwest Bank.